In the previous Neli Halachot, we've been learning the rules of Shvut, Shvut, and Kol Mitzvah, which was always understood to mean that you could tell a goy to do something, which is Amira La'akum Shivut, that is forbidden. The Rabbanan, the Jew, would have done it. That's called the second Shivut. Mimkom Mitzvah. Shvut to Shvut Mimkom Mitzvah. Or Shvut to Shvut Mimkom Tzar. Or Shvut to Shvut Mimkom Hefzed Gadol. The question we discussed today is quite an interesting question. The rule of Shvut to Shvut basically says you have two Rabbanans here. One is Amir al-Akum, and one is whatever you're telling him to do is the Rabbanan. Let's say the first Shvut is not Amir al-Akum. It's just two Shvuts. It's two Drabbanans. Would that be permissible for a Jew to do? Shvut de Shvut al Yedei Yisrael. Because we're allowing Shvut de Shvut for a Jew to tell a Goy. So what about if we had another Shvut, not Amir al-Akum, different type of Shvut like we'll see in the case. And you can add another drabanan to it, two drabanans, and then we'll add b'mkom mitzvah, b'mkom hefsed, the same rules. Which basically the question is, the rule of shvut is shvut, ayedeh amirah la'akum, are we mekel with the same principle, shvut is shvut, ayedeh Yisrael. Hakam David Yosef in his halakha berura has a very, very long arichut on this, starting on page Reshchav Gimal. He brings proofs that there is a concept of Shvut to Shvut even Al Yedei Yisrael. One of his proofs is from a Mishnah Berura in Siman Shin Tet Zayin Sif Katan Nun Chet. The case over there is where there's a bunch of chickens in the house running wild and they're causing damage. And on Shabbat the guy wants to take the chickens from the house and lock them up in the cage. It comes out that locking the chickens in such a way, since you're only doing it to get rid of the damage, you're not doing it really to lock them up, it's not considered a melacha. It's called melacha she'en aseh licha legufa. And trapping these domesticated animals is also the Rabbanan. So it's two Rabbanans that become hefsed. And who's locking him up in the cage? The Jew. So he brings an ayah from that case over there. Melacha she'en aseh licha legufa, when the tzedah is only the Rabbanan, Mimkom Efsed, Mimkom Nezek, Mutar. He brings another ra'ayah from a Bi'ur Alakha at the end of Siman Shin Memtet, where the Bi'ur Alakha talks about a case of a guy walking in a Karmelit, less than 4 amot. He walks less than 4 amot and stops. Walks less than 4 amot and stops, carrying something. So walking less than 4 amot is the Rabbanan. In a Karmelit, it's the Rabbanan. And he has a mitzvah. And the Bi'ur Alakha writes that if you're walking in a Karmelit, pachot, pachot, medal, lamot, the sort of mitzvah, it's mutar. He brought another ayah from Maran himself in Siman, Shin, Lamed, Aleph, that, or Shin, yes, in Shin Chaf Hesi Ibet. That Maran is mashma, that b'mkom shalom, or b'mkom nezek, or hefsed, one can be lenient, even a Jew. How would it come out in a practical way? Rabbi Moshe Feinstein in Igrot Moshe, Chedek Dalar Urachim Siman Sadi Aleph, talks about a case where a guy is walking his child, let's say he's 2 years old, and he's walking him in the domain, on Shabbat, a rabbinical domain, in the place where it's the Rabbanan. And now the kid's on strike, he won't walk. He stops. And he's crying, and he's tired, and he doesn't want to walk anymore. And the kid's boche and all that. So Rav Moshe says you can pick him up, and you can walk him. Not walk him, carry him. Why? Because the rule of Hainoseh Tatzmo makes the carrying the Rabbanan. And you're carrying in a rabbinical domain. Shvut to Shvut. And you have what? Well, not a mitzvah, but you have tzad, tzadatinok. So therefore, you see, Rav Moshe was mekel in a case of shvut to shvut even al yedeh Israel, and that's where Hakam David comes out of it. He says, "Look, at Taila, why don't you try to avoid it? But in a pinch, where a person needs the heter, his language is umkom sheyesh sorech gadol bedavar v'yefshar beloze yesh tesmoch el mekilim." The case of the child is a classic case. What are you going to do now? The kid's on strike. He's screaming, crying. He ran out of gas. He can't walk anymore. He's tired. And then you're gonna, it's freezing cold outside. It's raining. Or it's hot. Whatever it may be. It's time. We're going to spend the whole Shabbat in the street with the kid. So Rav Moshe says, if it's a rabbinical domain, which is quite possible that most of our domains today are rabbinical domains, especially according to Chambetzion that says, when you're dealing with rabbinical infractions, we could be lenient on the lenient opinion, that there's no 600,000, you know, wayfarers traveling in the streets, and this is only Yisud Rabbanan, because Haino Seh Tatzmoz Yisud Rabbanan. So therefore, a person has a child, and he went on strike, and he's crying, and he's all, upset. But Moshe was lenient based on the rule of Shvut to Shvut and Kom Tzahar.